You may recall that I talked about Balan Wonderworld before. Like, 6 in the fucking morning, Jesus Christ, why do you hate me, body? Anyways, after the disastrous demo, you think that the Balan Kami, oh god, I just realized, they named their company without finishing the game first. And Game Mighty Number 9 flashbacks. Where was I? Ah, yes. After the demo's reception, you think they would retool it or start from scratch and refine the mechanics. Ah, fuck no. It's the same damn game, stupid. You've been conned. The only change is you move slightly faster. Although I honestly still see no difference. The camera's improved. Again, see no difference. And the patch for the final boss, which is unacceptable, which just shows how bloody incompetent these guys are. I don't really want to do this. Let's see what went wrong. Spoilers, everything. Story. I don't actually know what the story is. I don't think anyone does. So you play as either Leo Craig or Emma Cole. Emma's story is that she's a young heir in some castle or mansion, and all of her servants and friends seems to be talking smack about her behind her back. She gets sad and stumbles upon the Balan Theater. Okay, simple. Leo's is stupid. It's shown he's breakdancing in public, people cheer him on, he gets sad for some reason and leaves. What? What just happened? Apparently, from some information, Leo had a falling out with a friend some time ago and now is depressed. This is never shown or explained, by the way, get used to that. From there, the two meet the eponymous Balan himself and offers to help the two recover their hearts. Whatever the hell that means. And apparently translates to help random people with their problems and maybe be happy? Look, I don't know. The story is basically non-existent. Long story short, there's some asshole named Lance searching people, making their lives miserable, and pulling them into Balan's Wonderworld to make nightmare creatures. I assume that's what he's doing because there's no fucking dialogue. So, after helping people and shit, Lance has enough and decides to fight to you. You are powerless, but with the power of friendship, trademark, you defeat Lance and uncorrupt him, only for him to be dragged away, what? We have a 2000s dance number, and everyone leaves. Em and Leo thank Balan for finding their heart or whatever, and Balan shows up his true self and oh god, he's hot! The ending shows various people you've helped moving on with their lives and achieving their desires, the end. Fuck, this was awful. Gameplay. Oh boy, here we go. It plays like every other 3D platformer ever, and does it badly. Obviously, riding on the success of the likes such as A Hat in Time, Super Mario Odyssey, and 3D plus Bowser's Fury. But it has no idea what made them fun or good. You may notice very quickly that the action button is mapped to 4 buttons and the L and R triggers. Yep, they all operate the same. The main mechanics is going to people's dream worlds and gathering these gems called drops to feed the creatures known as Tims, which are the Chao in this game. But you also need to collect Golden Balan statues to unlock other levels. The other mechanic is costumes. These costumes give you abilities to solve puzzles and utilize their skills in the environment. Now, these would be so bad if they weren't carbon copies of each other and had some additional ability. But as I established, you have one action, and only that action. You can't even take off the costumes, you're forced to wear them until you either get hit or die. Also, you encounter the creatures of the world doing very bad mocap dances and vanish when you get close. No, I have no idea why they're dancing either. But why do they vanish every time you get close? I just want to talk to you to get info. It's like many people leaving me at once. Oh, what? Sorry, went to a dark place for a moment. Where was I? Oh right, Balan. Speaking of Balan, despite the name of the goddamn title, Balan himself is just a side character and you only control him, and I put the biggest quotation marks ever, by the way, in a QTE minigame. Are you kidding me? This is 2021. How dated is this game? You do it right, you get a bonus Balan statue. The boss fights are a complete joke, as they last for 30 seconds to a minute. That's how piss easy they are. Also, there are barely any enemies, it's just a dead zone. Who the hell's responsible for this game? Arzest. Where do I know that name from? Oh. Oh no. Oh god. No! No! I thought I was out! Damn you! Damn you! Alright, I'm back. Just had a PTSD moment there. Fucking Yoshi's New Island piece of shit. Graphics. The cinematic cutscenes for the game are absolutely gorgeous and filled with so much energy. The same cannot be said for the game itself. The textures are so poor that it honestly looks like a Sega Dreamcast or Nintendo 64 game all prettied up. It's that awful. The NPCs are low-res textures, some designs are bad, and it's just ugly. Sound. The soundtrack is probably the best thing in this game. Maybe that's where the majority of the budget went, that and the cinematic cutscenes. It's that retro and dreamlike wonder to it, and when it comes to the boss fights, it shows off the terror and nightmares it wants to convey. If anything, listen to the soundtrack. Best thing to add this whole thing. Fun factor. There is none. It's ungodly boring, tedious, and nonsensical at the same time. Don't even bother. If you have problems with the demo, the full game is even worse. Despite having Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima at the helm, it still feels like a game stuck in a time capsule and only just released. It's dated, it's horribly designed, terribly executed, and poorly thought out. You basically have to go on a wiki or something to do homework just to figure it out. And just to figure out, well, everything. Overall, my final score is 2 out of 10. This game is absolute garbage, and it looks like Yuji Naka is gonna look for another job, because video games clearly aren't his thing anymore. The only positive I can give is that it looks gorgeous in the cutscenes, the designs are good, and the soundtrack is great. This clearly needed more time in the oven, but they just decide to say fuck it and release it as is, despite the backlash from the demo. Oh well, there are much better games out there. Until then, don't even bother with Balan Wonderworld.